Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome into the Cyclone Alert Cyclone Scoop podcast. Michael Swain here, the Iowa State beat writer for 24/7 Sports. And after nearly 450 days, the NCAA recruiting dead period came to an end earlier this week. Iowa State took advantage of the end of the dead period, which came on June 1st. And held two high school prospect camps earlier this week, and they will also host their first batch of official visitors this weekend. So for this week's episode of the podcast, I thought we'd just specifically focus on some of the recruiting side of things and what has been a very busy week for the Iowa State football coaching staff. But before we dive into some of the specifics, just wanted to plug that we do have a VIP subscription sale going on right now on the website. You can get 60% off an annual subscription if you've not subscribed before. That's around $3.50 per month for a full year, and you'll have access to all sorts of our insider information, whether it be from myself, some of our national recruiting experts on the basketball side, on the football side. You'll also be able to view all VIP message boards across the network so you can see what other moderators and what other team site guys are posting. But without further ado, let's jump into some of the exciting stuff that's going on with Iowa State football. Obviously, they held the first prospect camp on June 1st, and it was loaded with talent. You look at guys like Cale Krogh, an offensive tackle from Ballard Community Senior, someone Iowa State is evaluating and taking a really close look at for a potential offer. Of course, J.J. Cole, the 2023 quarterback from Ankeny, was also there. He landed an Iowa State offer. We'll talk about him more specifically in a second. But there were also several other prospects. Dominic Wiseman was one I was interested to see. He's a defensive lineman out of Davenport. His older brother, Quincy, will be a walk-on at Iowa State this fall. And let's start off with talking about maybe the most notable part of information that came out of these camps, which was the offer for 2023 quarterback J.J. Cole. He is one of the third quarterback to land an Iowa State offer in the 2023 class, and he does have family ties to the university as well. Of course, J.J.'s dad, Jamie Cole, was a kicker for Iowa State football and also worked for the Chicago Bears as a kicking assistant as well. Now, J.J. at the camp, I thought, looked really good. Someone that has really good size. I think I mentioned in our VIP piece for our subscribers that, you know, you could really tell, it was really easy to tell who J.J. Cole was, because as soon as he walked in, he's kind of got, you know, kind of some long, shaggy hair, but he's 6'6" and looks every single bit of it. In terms of his athleticism, watching him run the 40, I thought he looked pretty smooth. In terms of the on-the-move throwing drills that he did, he looked good as well. That's something that the Iowa State coaching staff mentioned that they liked about him, was how mobile he was for someone that is a 6'6", 225-pound quarterback. I was really impressed with the overall arm strength that Cole showed during the one-on-one portion of workouts. He didn't do a ton of the agility drills because he has a busy first week of camps, which involves a camp at Alabama, a camp at Missouri, a mega camp at Lindenwood, and then he's also going to be up at, I believe, Penn State and then Iowa later this week as well. But in general, I was really impressed with the arm talent that he showed in the one-on-one sessions. I think there was a point where Matt Campbell looked over at, I believe it would have been Joel Gordon, the quarterback's coach, and had just a grin on his face after Cole flicked a ball, you know, 45 yards down the field during one-on-ones and made it look very, very easy. So he's one to watch. Obviously, Alabama is showing interest in him, which is notable. He was down there at the camp the day after the Iowa State camp. So June 2nd, he was there and he had a one-on-one conversation with Alabama head coach Nick Saban, which is notable as well. But J.J. Cole now, after his first week of kind of full of camps, will shift his focus to his high school season at Ankeny, and he's going to try and build on a strong camp circuit and earn more offers. But he will be one to watch in the coming weeks and months and even years as he gets through his recruitment. I do see Iowa State being a player in his recruitment long term. as for other guys at the camp and other notes around the camp, of course, Caden Proctor, the five-star offensive tackle from Southeast Polk, was on campus. He was one that took an unofficial visit to campus on June 2nd, took advantage of the end of the NCAA dead period, and was able to walk around campus. He got a tour around campus and then was able to kind of observe the camp on June 2nd as well. He was one that as soon as he walked through the gates at camp, it was pretty easy to spot who he was. He looks legit, every bit of the 6'7", 300-pound listing that we have him as. He has 27 offers right now from, and when you say 27 offers too, this isn't like he's got 27 offers from middle of the road Power 5 programs. A lot of them are offers from like Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Some of the cream of the crop in college football have offered him. So it was a big deal for Iowa State to get him on campus. We'll see how much of a player they'll be long-term just because there are so many different teams that have come in and offered this spring. So now Caden Proctor is going to have some time to maybe sit back and relax and maybe evaluate himself and evaluate his situation and what he's going to be looking for, because he had mentioned earlier this spring that he's not going to do any more camps. He's not going to do any more showcases. It's going to be specifically focused on recruiting from here on out. So Iowa State gave a lot of attention to him. This was something where within 10 minutes of him stepping on the field at camp, Dave Andrews, the strength coach, came over and talked to him. Matt Campbell spent some time with Caden Proctor's mother and also spent some time talking with Caden Proctor as well. And then Proctor went and spent a good amount of time with offensive line coach Jeff Myers during some of the drills and one-on-ones that Iowa State did. So really good stuff, I think, from the first two camps. If you want to read more on it, we have plenty of coverage of that for our VIP subscribers. Now, as for the official visit weekend, things are really picking up on the recruiting trail now for Iowa State. And I think you can maybe look at the first official visit weekend in a few different ways. You know, I think from a big picture sense, Iowa State will get the first crack at all of the guys that are going to be on campus. I think the only one that has taken unofficial visits so far at other schools have been Tucker Holloway, a wide receiver out of Rabban Gap Nakadoshi School in Georgia. And then also Caleb Johnson took an unofficial visit to Michigan earlier this week. So from a big picture sense, Iowa State is going to get the first look and the first crack for a lot of these guys. They'll have the opportunity to kind of set a high bar for the other official visits. I do think it'll be interesting to see what maybe the commit numbers look like after this first weekend. There are a total of 14 prospects who are expected on campus this weekend. We'll see if all of them make it to campus and if there are any other additional ones that maybe pop up and tweet out that they're in Ames this weekend. But so far, you're looking at a total of 14 guys coming in, and most of them have multiple official visits set up. So it'll be very interesting to see if anyone elects to shut down their recruitment and commit to Iowa State after this weekend. I've posted maybe a couple names that I'll have my eyes on the VIP board, but that will be very interesting because I do wonder if for some of these guys, if the extended dead period and lack of official visits will make them maybe slow things down in their recruitment to where they want to take all those 5, 4, 3 other official visits. I look at someone like Jeremiah Cooper, for example, a 3-star safety out of Texas. He's one that I have a crystal ball pick for Iowa State. I do feel good about that, but he's one that I'm very interested to see if he ends up deciding to pull the trigger in favor of Iowa State after this weekend, or if he's one that's going to wait and take his 5 official visits throughout the month of June. He's going to take official visits to Texas Tech, SMU, Kansas State, and Baylor will be his final official visit, which will come at the end of June on June 25th through 27th. In terms of other names to maybe have an eye on, of course, Greg Gaines is a 4-star wide receiver out of Florida. He is one that has a good relationship with Iowa State quarterback commit Rocco Becht. They both are from the Tampa Bay area and they've known each other for a few years. And I know that they've been in pretty consistent contact now leading into this official visit weekend. Another name maybe that I'll have an eye on is going to be Trayvon Howard, a 3-star safety out of IMG Academy. He's originally from Minnesota and is really close friends with Iowa State safety Craig McDonald. The two of them, Trayvon Howard has described their relationship as being like brothers. So I think it'd be good for him to get some time to spend around Craig McDonald. He's one that also is going to probably take all 5 of his official visits. He's already talked about setting a commitment date, or he already has set a commitment date for July 4th. Iowa State will be his first official visit, and then he will also make trips to Colorado the week after. He'll take a midweek official visit to Northwestern before making the trip down to Arizona, and he will wrap up with Michigan State. I do have a crystal ball pick for Trayvon Howard to end up at Michigan State right now, but I do think that that is more of a 50-50 split between Michigan State, Iowa State, and then maybe a little bit of Arizona as being a dark horse, but I do think it comes down to Michigan State and Iowa State, as both of those programs have been on him the longest. I think those are probably his strongest relationships at this point. Moving down the list, I think another one to maybe that's a big deal for Iowa State to have on campus is going to be Caleb Johnson, a three-star running back out of Hamilton, Ohio. Steve Wiltfong, our director of recruiting for 247 Sports, put in a crystal ball pick for Caleb Johnson to end up at Iowa State on Thursday night. I would encourage our VIP subscribers to check out what Steve had to say about the pick. I'll save some of the specifics for just what he posted, but he's one to watch. He has a great relationship with Iowa State safety Malik Verdon, someone that Iowa State, you know, came in on late last cycle in the 2021 cycle, was able to get a commitment out of him and got him on campus early on in January as an early enrollee. So Johnson will have the opportunity to spend some time with his good friend Malik Verdon this weekend, and Johnson will also take an official visit to Iowa on June 25th through 27th. I do have a crystal ball pick as well for Caleb Johnson to end up at Iowa State. I've logged that way back in February. I felt good about it this entire time and continue to feel good about that pick heading into the official visit weekend. You can look at another guy that's a priority target for Iowa State that's one of the more high-level prospects will be Micah Riley Ducker, a tight end out of Blue West out of Nebraska. He's one that has reshuffled his official visit schedule, but has continued to keep Iowa State in his plans. He'll visit Iowa State this first weekend, and then he also has official visits set up with Auburn, with Illinois, and with Iowa, and he will pocket that fifth official visit for later on in this cycle. In terms of other prospects on offense, Jason Essex is a wide receiver out of the Kansas City area that Iowa State has been on for a long time. They were the first program to offer him, and Nate Shielhouse has done a good job building a relationship with Essex. He's close with Carson Willich, Iowa State's linebacker commit out of Kansas City, and Willich has done a really good job of staying in contact with guys like Jason Essex and also Akenna Ezeogu, who is a 6'6", 215-pound defensive end, who is actually a teammate of Carson Willich. When Ezeogu arrives on campus this weekend, it will not be the first time he's seen Iowa State either. He took an unofficial kind of self-guided visit, I should say, to Ames along with Willich earlier on in February. That was when Willich was more trying to figure out what his long-term plan was for his recruitment. Of course, he ended up committing to Iowa State in April and has since been in contact with Ezeogu and Essex, trying to recruit both of them to Iowa State. Wrapping up the other offensive targets that will be on campus, Xavier Townsend is an all-purpose back or a running back out of Florida, a three-star guy, tons of offers. He's one that Rocco Becht has a relationship with. A fun fact about the two of them, actually, their spring game that they played. So Wiregrass Ranch played Berkeley Prep. Wiregrass Ranch, of course, is where Rocco Becht goes to school, and Berkeley Prep is where Xavier Townsend goes to school. So the two of them faced off against each other during the spring game earlier in the spring. And then the final offensive target Iowa State will have on campus this weekend is Dalen Hazard, a offensive tackle out of Minnesota. Iowa State was his first offer. He has a crystal ball pick to Minnesota at the moment, but he will be on campus, and he's one that Iowa State has been treating as a really high priority this spring. Now, when it comes to some of the other defensive targets that will be on campus, it'd be hard not to mention Mason Thomas or our Mason Thomas, a edge player, defensive end out of Cardinal Gibbons. Of course, Cardinal Gibbons is where Michael Antoine, a cornerback that Iowa State signed in the 2020 class, they were high school teammates, and Mason Thomas has routinely said that Iowa State is kind of one of his top schools. I do have a crystal ball pick for Mason Thomas to end up at Iowa State, and it will be interesting to see maybe how things play out with his recruitment in the coming weeks. Other defensive targets on campus will be Noble Thomas, a cornerback out of Orange City, Florida. He's one that Iowa State offered more recently, but was able to get him on campus. He will also take official visits to Boston College and Oregon State as well. Moving down the list, of course, Iowa State's other commits, Will McLaughlin and Jacob Emming, will be on campus this weekend too. It will be interesting to see maybe for those guys, they've been able to build some relationships with some of the other defensive targets that will be on campus, and they will get some face-to-face time with them as well. I know that Will McLaughlin has been in contact with Dalen Hazard, the offensive tackle I mentioned a second ago. And overall, those are kind of just the big names that will be on campus. A total of 14 plus will be on campus this weekend. It's going to be a real busy time for Iowa State football and the coaching staff. And it will be very interesting then heading into next week, what maybe that will look like in terms of either commitments, of things shifting with other official visit schedules for other prospects. Of course, Iowa State will have another camp next Tuesday and next Wednesday, the 8th and the 9th. There will be a lot of prospects at the 8th. I know that for a fact that there are going to be a lot of high-level guys, very similar to what the June 1st camp looked like. The June 1st camp, there were over 300 prospects in attendance, and the June 2nd camp, there are around 200 in attendance. I think the June 8th camp will be very similar to the June 1st camp. I'm very interested to see some of more of those guys in person. But we'll leave the podcast for there today. Stay tuned to CycloneAlert.com, of course, for all sorts of Iowa State recruiting information. We will have everything you need to know about the official visit weekend. We'll have updates exiting the official visit weekend on Sunday and into early next week. As always, please give us a rating and review on iTunes if you like what you heard. Please give us a follow on that platform as well. We also are on Spotify and Google Podcasts. But thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.